If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. And I'm co-signed by Nurse Arian Kawanda. Whether she's in the homeroom or not, yeah, we already know. You're late. So welcome, Black, the truth in the morning. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Talking about these businesses that have been closing on Water Street and, you know, other areas downtown. And why is that? Why do you think that is? And what were the options, Bailey?
On the poll, the options are violence, poor economy, or both.
And what are we looking at? What are people
right
thinking?
Right now, violence is coming in second place at 33%, 0% for poor economy, and both is at 67%.
All right. So, yeah, I'm with the both. I said both for me.
Yeah. Yeah. But poor economy solo, ain't nobody really.
So people having that money, they just ain't going. Yeah, but they saying it's both. So
they
that's why they ain't
both.
Taking their money because they got it.
Right.
But they ain't going because of that. And unfortunately, I get it and understand. I get it and I understand. But, you know, when I was speaking about gas stations, and we got a lot of action here
in
our YouTube
violence.
Chat.
I think it's violence.
Oh, you think it's just violence?
I think it's just violence.
Okay.
Because we done been through a recession and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Well.
And they ain't closed down.
Well.
The pandemic.
Yeah. Well, I would think, yeah, pandemic definitely hurt a lot of businesses.
Yeah.
But here's where I'm going, where I'm saying, in my opinion, both. Because if you know about anywhere you go, whatever state you go to, city you go to, if you're going downtown, it's going to cost you extra.
Usually,
and
yeah.
when we're talking about people who are counting their chips and their kibbles and bits, it's like, you know what? As much as I love this restaurant or as much as I love going to this place, yeah, right about now I got to make some decisions. And my decision is I need to use this money to take care of some other things. And I can't go down here or afford to enjoy myself. Right now. Not there. You
right.
Know what I'm saying? And then when you got those people who like to end up treating everybody, you know, when they go, be like, come on, y'all, we're going to meet. I got the tab.
Yeah.
That tab looks like a serious mountain in this economy.
In this economy.
So that's why I put it as both for me.
Okay. On the Truth Talk text line, LaRon Taylor
said.
Oh,
we got the text line up? Okay.
I'm sorry. On the Truth. On the YouTube. I'm used to saying that. My bad. But you can call it 833-212-1017. Mm-hmm. On the YouTube chat, LaRon Taylor says that the demographic that goes to Water Street and Brady Street are not affected by this economy. You know what? Here's why I don't agree with that, because I think the demographic has changed of people that have been coming or that come to downtown. I think it's been a recent change because I think the people that used to come down here 3 or 4 years ago and kick it on Water Street and do all the things, I believe that that's all changed.
Okay.
And I just, to be honest with you, with the information of the different things, violence, that has occurred down here now. It used to be just in the sort of eastern sector, right? It used to be just down there.
Right.
But with it flowing all the way down the street and people, because people used to run, be all intoxicated, Caucasian folk down here hanging out and all that kind of stuff. I feel like a lot of them don't feel like it's safe anymore to do that. And with that, I feel like, you know, it's just changed. I mean, you used to have a lot of really swank restaurants down here.
Right.
On Water Street doing their thing. And I just feel like they just, you know,
Yeah, well, you know, and it again, downtown, wherever you go, mm-hmm. it's going to cost you more. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you can go on the outskirts and all of that and be like, okay, I can go here with that same amount of money.
Right.
And leave with some money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Down, very true. Very
yeah,
true.
So, but when you're down there, it costs. Because it's actually costing those businesses that are downtown in whatever major city to be down there. It's,
yeah.
it's a cost.
Yeah.
And so that's why, in my opinion, where you're saying we're talking about the blue building across the street, it's like, what? You know what I'm saying? They're going to let your cousins in. Like,
No, I mean, I was just joking.
Neighborhood.
I was really just joking about that because, you know, really – if it's housing down here,
mm-hmm.
especially in this area,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that housing is, you know, I don't think it's the best thing, whether it's upscale housing or not.
Mm-hmm.
I just, in this area, you would think that there would be just more businesses.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But with regard to the changes of the clientele downtown, I think, you know, when you think about that, you have to think about some of the other things like the takeovers and things that were happening downtown
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
last year, and then finding out that, okay, we don't have enough police,
right?
You know, to cover the entire city, and so downtown, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So with that having been less prior, I'm not saying it's less prior, but you understand what
mm-hmm,
I'm saying,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, that it becomes... You know, more people go, wait a minute, there ain't nobody down there? So I can't go down there and just do what I want to do and be intoxicated and
mm-hmm,
walk up and down
mm-hmm,
the streets of the mm-hmm. different bars and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, then people just gravitate towards areas they could do that in and feel okay.
Yeah. You know, and one of the things that I was going to bring up about, like, me saying how I feel about gas stations in certain areas. That are within my community, right?
Right, right. Gotcha.
Here's the thing, and I want anybody else from Troop Nation to tell me if they can attest to this as well. Since most of the gas stations, predominantly all of the gas stations, except a few, when they were black-owned and operated,
mm-hmm.
I didn't have that same fear.
Really?
No, because then, but now, like I say, it's dominated. So you got, you know, it's dominated by foreigners that own these gas stations, right?
They're the only one want to deal with your people.
Well, no, listen. You done seen how many people they done beat the hell down at some of these gas stations? I'm talking about overkill for real. I get it. You know, they may have tried to steal something, but that's what we have law enforcement for. Call the police. Keep your damn hands off of people, because then when them people put their hands black on you, then it's a problem. So I'm just saying, I understand, you know, the challenges, let me call it that, the challenges that, but if you cannot stand the heat, they used to say, get your ass out the kitchen. So don't come in our community, in my opinion, and treat us like dog sugar honey iced tea. But if we did it to your people and the other people that are doing that, then we would be considered wrong and we would be charged with hate crimes and things of that nature. You got to do unto others as you want others to be able to do unto you. Like I say, in this climate, do we have some challenges going on? Yes. Have we showed the videos of how some of these youth and Toys R Us adults are terrorizing these people? Yes, but if you can no longer handle that, do just like Low Country. Do like whatever the case is and move around, because there are other people that, in my opinion, get attacked because the stigma that has been put out there.
Now, that's true.
So, you know, they weren't coming in there on that, but now you've gotten used to talking to everybody a
the
certain
same
way
and
disrespectful and act like it's not disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And some people, such as myself, would not come in and tolerate that
not
kind
at
of
all.
Disrespect.
Not at all.
But like I say, I noticed that we don't have the people owning these gas stations that the communities respect in that way. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's why I say when they were black owned, in my opinion, and operated, the community knew. It was the neighborhood. It was the neighborhood grocery store. So we knew who owned that. If you lived on and grew up on 27th Street or anywhere near it, I was on 27th and Locust for part of my upbringing. Ella's Grocery. We knew it was Ella's Grocery, black owned and operated. Mm-hmm. When I was on 14th and Keith, the malt shop, Wade Suprette. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ballads. You know, we knew the families, and we knew that there would be a phone call made if you walked your ass in that store and start acting up.
Yeah.
Before you got black home, the call was going to be made to your mother or your father or your grandparents or whoever your guardian may have been,
right,
saying they came in here trying to steal something. They came in here talking loud or doing whatever, and you got checked. You were able to get checked at the store, at the gas station, and when you got home, you damn sure never was going to get checked.
Right.
You feel
right.
what I'm saying? So, but we don't have those things like that anymore, and we have so many people that don't even appear like they want to go black to having it that way, because when you do have black-owned and operated businesses that open up in some of these situations, they get treated with so much disrespect. And I'm saying from some of the customers as well as their employees.
Yeah.
You don't get to bring your problem to work with you. You don't. You call in and say, I can't come in today because I'm ticked off at the damn world. Somebody made me mad. The babysitter. You know, that should not be the job that hires you's fault that you're dealing with these situations.
That's true.
But you owe them the respect as your employer to say, hey, look, and you knew you didn't have a babysitter before you were supposed to come in for your damn shift. But you're going to wait until, you know, well, because my cousin was supposed to, and then they didn't. Now they got to deal with, no, that ain't how it worked. So because of those different parameters that have changed, in my opinion, it's created a distrust in us supporting us. Because sometimes you go in there and people that may own the business feel entitled and instead of giving you the respect of a patron, a customer.
Well, you know, when you go back to employees, that's on the business owner to find the right employees.
They try, baby.
And I know. And you never know who you're going to get when you get them. But you also have to not be afraid to move forward.
Yeah.
If they're not working out, they got to go.
But then the thing happens, and this is where I'm saying the problem is, and we got to get ready to take care of some bills. But here's where the problem continues. Now you got that business and you hired employees so you wouldn't have to be there all damn day. You may have other businesses that you need to attend to or whatever it is. But now you got to be the one there if you want your store to open up on time, if you want your business to open up on time, if you want the cooks to be there on time. You got to go do it. So now that puts a strain on you, and then you have to start making some real life decisions. How much longer can I afford to try to do this, and then it's going to take away from this? And my sole reason for doing it was because I wanted to employ some people that I thought would understand the policies and the level of what we feel our patrons and supporters deserve. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. We'll come back and talk more about it.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it. I got some comments on
833-212-1017. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. for Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and your girl Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Now, each week you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson that they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses in the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and yours truly, Bailey Coleman. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We're broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. And we have been talking about some of the businesses closing. And also, before we went to break, I was talking about the fact that, unfortunately, some of the Black-owned businesses that try to open up and hope to get the support of the community.
Yes.
May not get it. And it's not all because that everybody is doing bad business.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So we know that some, it is. It's bad business. It's like, okay, you expect me to come and shop with you and support you and all of that, but you don't have any professional etiquette about yourself. And I'm not going to just spend my dollar with you just because you're Black. And that's what some people, in my opinion, have an ego that they believe that regardless of how they end up treating you, that you're going to just go and you're supposed to just go and still support them.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
Right.
That's even with elected officials. I'm not just doing it just because they're Black. I'm looking at everything that comes along with that. What is your stance? What
right.
is your platform? What are the things that you're talking about doing? If they align with what I'm thinking about and how I feel, then that's where I'm going to end up putting my support. So,
yeah.
You know, some people get caught up. And I know that there are some people that they don't care. As long as they're Black, I'm voting for them or whatever. Nope. Just because everybody, think about some of the Black Republicans that are cool with all of the stuff that the orange man is doing. And they standing 10 toes down.
10.
So,
all
yeah.
10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so, but Bailey, as I was giving my truth before we went to break, you were you had some things that you wanted to say as it relates to your truth and your opinion on some of those things.
Yeah, you know what? I just feel like when you're going into business, these are all things that you have to take into account. And unfortunately, with regard to employees, and unfortunately, because I'm one of those people, for the last however many years I've been in the workforce, I've been in the position of hiring people.
Mm-hmm.
And I go through quite a bit before I'm going to hire somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And some people make it through and some people don't. I want the ones that are down for me and really want to be on my team and really want to work hard because that's how I get down.
Right.
You know, and if they're not, then they're going to weed themselves out. You ain't even got to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing
That's
is,
right.
as a business owner or a manager, you have to be prepared for that too, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So those are all things that you have to prepare for when you go into business or when you become a member of management and someone that hires people.
Right.
Because you want people that want to be on your team. And if you don't want to be on my team and do roll how I roll, because every manager is different.
That's right.
Then, you know,
That's
God
it.
Bless you.
That's it.
This ain't the spot.
No harm,
but your
no
spot
foul.
Is down the,
yeah.
Your spot may be down the street.
Yep.
You
no,
know?
No harm, no foul. But, you know, it's called business for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Some people just try to keep the friendship in there and act like they're supposed to circumvent the business. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
No, this is business.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm going to have to make some choices and some decisions that you may not be comfortable with.
Exactly.
Now, it doesn't mean that when we're not on the clock that we can't end up going out and enjoying a meal somewhere or just go to hang out to watch a game or something like that.
Right.
But that's the friendship side.
Yeah.
Too many people, in my opinion, don't like to separate the two.
Right.
And you have to.
Yeah.
In my opinion, you got to respect both. You got to respect. Just because your cousin is the manager here, this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people I know that abuse that. The cousin may say, well, you know, if you da-da-da, you know I got you. They come with three other goddamn people. and it's like, yeah, see, this is my cousin. Yeah, hey. Be like, okay, you know I got you, right? Yeah, but they with me. Well, I hope they go on and patronize the business
right.
then, or whatever it is.
Right.
You thought I was going to sit here and feed? No.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm doing. I said I got you.
Right.
You is singular.
Yeah.
I ain't say you and your people.
Right.
I say you.
Right.
And so, but yeah, it's those type of things that then make people try to go and say, man, yeah, you cousin, man, they end up getting a little position, and now all of a sudden they act like they don't know a person. Yeah, stop lying.
Yeah.
You know why it went the way that it went. Stop it.
Yeah.
But they want to make you the villain and the bad guy. But when you're a real business person and you really business-minded, you give a damn if they want to call themselves making you the bad guy. Because you know you standing on business, and you know that you've been blessed to be in business for a long time because you know how to separate the two.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, yep. You still my person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But now if you don't want to be
there
because of business, okay, I get that.
Yeah.
And we can make it what it is.
Yeah.
So either you'll just have a business relationship with me.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all.
That's it.
You know, and I tell people all the time, the most important thing in a relationship, business, friends, or whatever, is communication.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know how to communicate, you're going to have some misunderstandings. I didn't know this. I ain't know. Yeah, well, did you communicate with the person?
Right.
No, but they had said, stop, even the way you talk. They had said, stop, stop.
Mm-hmm.
And you want me to elevate you up into a higher position.
Right.
And you going to say, they had said, stop. That is not my representation. That is not the representation I want for my business or my company.
That part.
Because they had said, may I help you? What the hell is help you? What the hell has helped you? Why are you patting your head like this? May I help you? What the hell? Like, stop. Stop. Like, we ain't doing that.
We not doing that.
Yeah, yeah. You're in the wrong job field. You're going to be doing this, you should be downtown.
Downtown doing what?
I ain't going to say it. You're not going to get me in trouble. I'll tell you off the air, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you want to do this, just remember what I'm doing. If you're watching us on YouTube, some of y'all get it. But I'm just saying. You're going to learn today.
You crazy, homie.
What? But I'm keeping it real to the next
let's
level.
Let's get an update.
Let's get an update
on the poll. Why do you think businesses are closing on Water Street? Right now, 41% at violence, poor economy, 0%, and 59% with both.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bailey, in where we are now,
uh-huh.
would you open up a business on Water Street?
Well, it's probably a good time to do that.
Bailey, listen. Bailey.
What?
Order in the studio.
I'm just saying. Am I lying?
No.
Okay.
It says it's a good time.
That's
Hey, listen, opportunist is real. Like, you know what? Let us go and slide some oil to me. Because you might get a good deal, too.
You might.
Because like, hey, we need more people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Bailey said it might be... You know what? We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl
Bailey Coleman.
Sierra, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you.
Sierra's here.
Yes.
Hey, Sierra.
We're going to take care of these bills. And let me tell Bailey why I was patting my head and,
okay.
you know, they could work downtown.
I got an idea.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Feeding the kids shouldn't turn into a negotiation. I'm Homer Blow, and that's why Cousin Subs has reimagined the kids' meal. Kids get to choose a kid's sub, mac and cheese, or chicken tenders, plus a side, drink, and dessert. Everything they want, nothing you have to overthink. And while they're covered, so are you, with fresh-made favorites you'll actually want and feel good about. More choices, more smiles, Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Welcome, Black, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM and the legendary home of Blow Along with My Girl.
Bailey Coleman.
Yep. You know, after, I had all kind of corn stuff, and then I had the foodie, MKE Foodie Fest. Uh-huh. So now a Cousin Sub would be just perfect now. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I didn't had, you know, all of the foods that I could have from the vending trucks. And I'm a corn.
I'm a
cornologist. So I
haven't
eat a lot
had
of
any
corn
this summer.
Yeah, you've been missing out. You got to come to these community events.
Well, you know
it's free.
I usually will go get some corn. Mm-hmm. Either it's one or the other. Usually either Summerfest mm-hmm. or Bastille Days.
They have
but your
corn.
People. Your people was cutting up in both locations.
See, Bailey, that's why you got to come to the Black School Festival. That's why you got to come to the MPD National Night Outs. That's why you got to come to the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office Night
Listen,
Out.
Hold on.
I'm going,
and hopefully, Miss Farina. Who
Queen
I
Mother
love.
Farina Brooks.
Yes. We'll have some corn.
That you can make yourself.
At Rock the Block.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't had none. And you know I'm going to Rock the Block. I try to show up and represent, mm-hmm. you know, Hold on.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out where you're going. Okay, but the reality is pretty much all of the events that I've been to support or may have been involved in had free
corn.
Roasted corn. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, yesterday it was 600 ears of corn that was out there that Alderman Mark Chambers Jr. had. Uh-huh. Second district alder mm-hmm. person.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all free.
Free?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The MPD ice cream truck was out there, free ice cream.
Free ice cream. Mm-hmm.
All the stuff they do is free. You know, they make sure that the community is the winner in it all, you know. So from National Night Outs with MPD
mm-hmm.
Districts, you know, 7 and 5 that I was a part of, and mm-hmm. then, of course, the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office mm-hmm. with Sheriff Dr. Danita Arbaugh. The corn is free. Like mm-hmm. at all of these different events, some of the block events, some of the Black to School giveaways mm-hmm. that they had. The corn was usually free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I indulged in it very
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to get my clubs up. My clubs up now. Light onions.
Yeah, zero. Zero onions.
Broccoli and cheese.
Ain't nobody doing it.
Soup.
Oh, I love the soup. Ain't nobody doing no onions, so.
Strawberry shake. Yeah, that one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going back to talking about these businesses, right? And they're shutting down. And when we talk about the violence, Bailey,
uh-huh.
who do you think is attributing to the violence?
Is that a trick question?
Okay. What's the final numbers on that? You gave the final numbers on that poll, right?
Okay. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Look, we got an entry.
Okay.
For poor economy.
Oh.
Yeah. 3%.
All right.
Violence. Oh, by the way, the question. Why do you think the businesses are closing on Water Street? 41% violence, 3% poor economy, and 56% both.
All right.
So there it is.
So, Bailey, if you could come up with the way that this next poll would be worded, what would you say? My thing is, in your opinion, Truth Nation, who do you think is creating the violence? Can you... I don't even need to look at Bailey. I'm looking at my camera. Because I look at Bailey, I will not be able to contain
what's
myself.
What's wrong?
Because
what's
the
wrong,
truth,
Homer?
The truth will show on
what,
my face,
what is
like
the
it's
truth?
Showing on your face.
What is the truth, Homer?
I'm going to ask you to ask Truth Nation.
No.
Who do you can? Should we ask a poll like that? Who do you think is contributing?
Let's do it by age. You don't want to do it by age?
Well, I mean, if you choose to, I just say, who do you think, in your opinion?
Well, who you going to put down there?
And that's what I'm asking you. I told you create the poll.
Let's do it by age. Let's do it by age. Because you go, what? Oh, I get the side eye, but you asked me to do it.
Yeah, I know, I'm going to let you do it. But really?
What do you want?
Really?
What do you want to put down, Homer?
I just want Truth Nation to call in.
No, I want you.
And give their truth. 833-212-1017.
Xavier, you going to do the poll? You gonna do?
You getting counsel?
You gonna put? You gonna put down
counsel
there?
From our producer?
I'm asking him. This your poll?
No, I said you can end up doing the poll.
Yeah.
No. Really, Bailey? You give me all the looks.
No.
Bailey, give me all the looks.
No.
Listen, are you afraid to say the poll? I'm not. I'm just saying.
Listen, what? A two nation. Folks starting to ask which is their favorite restaurant downtown closing. Wait a minute, such and such closing? Hold on, is such and such? Are you kidding me? Wait a minute.
Let's see. Will D9 said the people who don't have money and shouldn't be are the ones are causing these businesses to close down shop. The people who don't have money and shit.
Let's be realistic. I mean, you know, here's an analogy. One of the reasons that I try to avoid driving on the north side is that usually the people that are riding down the street with their cars all jacked up are the ones that don't have any insurance.
Bailey!
Hey! They don't have any insurance and their cars are jacked up because they don't care. They be bumping into people and all kinds of stuff. Then you got. Am I lying?
That's only some.
Am
people.
I lying?
No.
Okay, there we go. Hey,
it's not everybody.
That's what I try to avoid. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Listen, I do that on the south side too, though. Mm-hmm. If you don't look like you got no car insurance, I try to get in the far lane. From you
well,
I'm
Shay,
on the north
Shay,
side
food,
of the south
real.
Side. I'm just real. I'm just real. Hey, no, Mr. I can't stop at no gas stations on the north side of Milwaukee.
I didn't say none on the north side. I'm selective.
You're selective.
Of which one? I started naming some.
Okay.
And there are more that go on that
there
list.
There are more?
Yes.
There are more on the list.
Yeah, 27th and Wright.
Uh-huh.
Lisbon for damn show. 27.
Y'all hear this list?
I don't think I know none on Lisbon that I was shop at.
None?
Yeah, I wouldn't
not
shop
even
at
one?
The, no. I wouldn't shop at the one on 27th in Lisbon.
Now, I'll stop on Capitol.
On 27th in Capitol?
124th.
See? Bailey!
What?
I wouldn't stop on 27th and Lisbon. I wouldn't stop on any of the ones all the way up to, what would it be, 40th, anything there. And then, no. I forgot. You know, you turn down and
see?
You get on. Yeah, no.
See? You leave it off street.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking going up because the one that even, I won't even go to the one.
Uh-huh.
And this always amazed me.
Uh-huh.
And it baffled me. I'm shocked.
Okay.
That I won't go to the one right across the street from the 3rd District on Lisbon.
Oh, I ain't stopping no place over there. If I roll through that area.
Bailey!
Because I have to. I just, it's in the route. It's, you know. What? I ain't stopping over there. Man, come on now.
Really? Okay. But yeah.
Listen, Aaron as him said, man, I be trying to disagree with Bailey, but I can't find a line. There it is. No lies detected. I ain't stopping. My doors is locked. Uncle, don't come up to me with your cup trying to get, you know. Mm. Don't ask me if I want to buy no water. I love all the children. But I ain't finna roll down the window and then it's just, you know, it's a whole situation. Being a single female is hard out here. It's hard out here for a pimp, you know?
So,
because you can't be out here just doing whatever. You got to, you know. You got to watch.
I know, Bailey.
And if you going in them areas before you get there, lock your doors. You can't do it. You ever been? I remember one time my car stopped over there. My car stopped over there. Just off of Lisbon.
You sound terrified.
I was. I locked my doors and I called like five people on my team. I like, somebody got to come get me. Mm. They all pulled up on me. Okay, B. Well, hold on. Did you call, you know? So, yeah.
20th and Center.
Yeah. No, you don't want to be over. Y'all want me over.
To Tonya and
Y'all, hey. Hey.
Baby. Can you make that head sound again? That sounded hilarious. Hey.
You don't want me over. Felix said there is one gas station is black owned on the north side, BP gas station.
On 8th and Atkinson.
I go there. Yeah, I go there. Yep. I'll go there. Mm-hmm. If I'm in that area,
yep.
I will go there.
Yep. Yep.
I have patronized that business.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that but that yeah.
Other than so, that like, though, I can't even do it. Can't even do it.
We gotta listen, Truth Nation, we gotta take
it. You gotta
some
be
bills.
Quick when you pull up.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to the Truth in the Morning show. I am the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl.
Bailey, I get gas in the hood, Coleman.
Bailey, I won't get gas in the hood, Coleman.
No, I will. Just on that, just that one
okay. Okay.
They be looking out for you from inside the gas station. It's all good. You just pull up, get your wave, get your gas, and keep it pushing.
Okay. We'll come back to finish up the show. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black. All right.
You don't know how the business is closing.
You're so crazy. You are so crazy.
The violence. Poor economy.
No, it ain't the poor economy. They tired 3%. Of you. They tired of you and yours. They tired of you and yours.
Well,
no.
The majority said both.
Listen.
The majority said both.
That's
so they are saying, you know.
But
nobody just said it was just for economy. They said it's both.
Let me tell you something.
And
you
now
and
we
I both know. You and I both know what Great. The deal is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It might be a little bit of the poor economy. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think it was Aaron. It said that, you know, a lot of these people, it ain't the economy situation. Mm-hmm. For some people, yes. But for the most part, it's really about them having control or what they feel is enough control in downtown Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things you're going to start seeing is, you know how they did it during the Republican convention? We talked about this. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to do something down here.
Listen, I know. I'm just reading Abstract Noir 414's comment.
What'd he say?
On YouTube. Because, like, the poll that we would have put up.
Okay. What did he
he dares. I dare you all to put a fourth option for black people. Order on the YouTube chat.
Hey, hey, you're right.
I know. That's why I was going.
That's why we didn't want to go to put the poll. We didn't want to put the poll up.
Yeah.
Because it would have been all, and then it would have been like.
It would have probably been close to 100%.
You know it would have been.
Bailey!
What?
So
I'm just speaking.
We're doing truth in the morning.
We're doing truth in the morning. And they tired of y'all.
Hell, some of us are tired of them.
I know. We tired of us. Y'all be like grand open, we celebrating, and then grand closing because y'all done shut it down. Literally.
Headlines be, they done shot already down there. You know what I'm saying?
It's like,
and you know.
And you know
what? All of this is really sad.
You know what? I got a feeling it's going to get a little bit worse downtown. You know why?
Why?
Because the Bucks ain't got who on the Bucks? Giannis and them gone. So who on the Bucks? Who? Name one person. No.
Hero.
Nope. Don't even know him.
Bailey.
Giannis and all them gone. Ain't even one left. The people we knew, was gone. Middleton even gone. We don't even know nobody over.
It's because you're not a sports enthusiast.
So.
So you said even though you knew Giannis, say you knew.
I knew
Giannis. You knew the whole.
I knew they family. They right. Was the whole team anyway.
I understand where you're coming from.
Like, I knew who Chris Middleton was. That was cool. Right. I knew some of the other players.
Mm-hmm.
But they systematically got rid of everybody.
Dame time. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, and he wasn't there that long. But listen, they got rid of everybody. So who's on the team now?
You want me to pull up?
Ain't even nobody on the mural no more. All the people gone. Did they paint over the mural yet?
I can't with you this morning.
Well,
Bailey.
I'm just
Bailey. Listen.
We're just having fun, y'all.
Right.
We just have a little fun. Because the business is closing down here. We can cry. We can laugh.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a sad truth.
Yes.
That is a sad truth. The reality of it all.
You know what's crazy?
What's that?
I remember this Third Street Market Hall
mm-hmm.
used to be the Grand Avenue Mall.
Correct.
You remember that?
Correct.
And it was going downhill and people didn't know and it's bad and what we going to do and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And these folks here, I don't know who did it, but they were smart enough to come down here with a plan that worked to revitalize this area. And you know what? It helped revitalize a lot of different,
yep.
you know, spaces down here downtown. So with these restaurants and stuff leaving, the only one I don't really about is Silk. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Okay.
But I know some other people.
Yeah,
you know,
Sherwin, he was probably going to disagree with you on that. Xavier might even disagree with you on that.
And that's their prerogative.
Are you saddened that they're temporarily closed? And how would you feel? You'd be like, I got to go all the way around the corner now.
Yeah, there's a whole another Silk's literally 2-minute walk.
Right.
Okay,
so,
well then, you know.
But so are you saddened that you have to take that extra two-minute walk?
Well, I've never been to a strip club before, but if I was a patron.
Okay, when we said on the border, what was that?
Oh, I support the strippers, yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, but you never went to On the Border?
Oh, no. I support the strippers, though, yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right.
Okay.
Because I
pro sex work.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Because I thought for sure that you had been to On the Border.
No, I pretty much.
Because you fought for them.
Yeah, you really did. Yeah, you fought hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
I just mentioned something on the radio. I don't know how hard I fought, but.
Well, no, you kept saying, like, no, they should be open.
Yeah. Yeah, they should be open.
That's fighting hard for a place that had prostitution, sex trafficking, the whole nine.
Yeah, that's
and it was started from the manager. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you fought pretty hard.
Pretty hard.
For somebody So you, like, you support the strippers, but you wouldn't go to the place of business to support them. You'll support them on a more personal level. Correct?
Yeah, I support them.
I got you.
Okay.
Financially, though, right?
Well, I don't financially support them, but...
So you don't tip the strippers that you like to see?
I don't go to the strip club, so
I
could
say the strip clubs. That ain't the only place that's strippers.
Where else are they at?
Okay, you ain't... All this photography that you do, you ain't never had bachelor parties or anything like that?
Well, why would I tip them? I'd be there working.
No, I'm just saying...
They should be tipping me.
So you never just went to a bachelor party without working? You sound like you're lying. You sound like you're about to lie. You know how sometimes you can hear some people that sound like they're about to lie, be like, you can stop right now. Like, you about to lie. Go on and give me this.
I want to say what he's saying.
Like, what happened was.
Because I've actually never been to a strip club before.
Mm-hmm.
But the crazy thing is I have hosted a party.
A stripper's party?
Male strippers, yes. Mm-hmm. I hosted it.
Yep.
Yeah, one time. And never again.
Why not?
Because.
Let me clear my throat. Go ahead.
I had this thing, and I have always had it. I don't need nobody to touch me. Do not touch me. Don't pick me up. Don't nothing. Nothing.
They picked you up.
Do pick me up. I'm getting picked up, and he's trying to put his whole routine, you know, going on. And I'm looking at the salesperson. I'm blessing out the salesperson while he's doing this because I see her at the back, and I see her talking to the promoter, and she had her finger in his face, and I had mine, and I was just like, yeah, uh-huh. I got one rule. I had one rule at the time. Do not touch.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch the host. I ain't got nothing to do with what y'all got going on.
All right. Speaking of that, we got to get ready to roll up out of here, baby.
Yeah, we do.
that
was at a different time in my life.
Are leaving downtown in from those who have participated in our Truth Nation poll.
Yes.
An overwhelming percent say that it's violence and poor economy.
Yeah. You know what? It's just, you know, I think that there needs to be a plan for downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, it's going to be one. Don't worry about
it. Yeah.
It's coming.
I'm sure it is because people need to feel safe.
It's going to become a literal gated community.
Probably.
And if that's what it has to be.
Then that's what it has to be.
That's what it has to be.
Yeah, exactly.
They have it in other major cities.
Yeah.
Gated.
And that's what they go. That's probably what they're going to do.
All right, Bailey.
Trust God. Do good. Great things are going to happen for you today.
All right.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
Up next, the award-winning Troop with Sherwin Hughes from 9 a.m. to noon, followed up by the lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon with new hours, noon to 2. He should be black.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ray Nitti
is
black.
Shout out to Ray and Shannon.
Maybe Shannon held it down for you,
Ray. She sure did.
And then, of course, followed up 2 to 4, the Grapevine with Ray Nitti doing extended time.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4 to 7, we tap in with my girl, Jazz Tyler. Love you, babe. Talk to my agent. We up out of here. Peace. Thank you, Xavier.
Thanks, Xavier.